Joyelle Nevins from California, Miss California. Joyelle.
I love it. Thank you. You and I was like, just let her stay standing. Come on. Now, if you are in this first row, please turn around and face the woman behind you. If you were in Wanda and Pat's row, please turn around and face the woman behind you. So I think that's Joanna. Yep. And then ladies, I don't know your name actually, but if you would turn around and face the people behind you. And ladies, you just get to get in a little circle there. Casey, where's the car? I was going to have him look at you. Okay. Oh, so sorry, Sarah. Okay, so we got it. All right. Wow, it has been, oh, and we have not forgotten. I know there are lovely women, all women, I think, online. So you're going to look at me. Or if you have multiple people, you can look at each other. So we started with Belinda yesterday, and then Wani and Tom, too. And there's been some amazing things that they have spoken over us. So we're going to speak it to each other. So if there is not someone directly in front of you, that's okay. Look in the row. You are should be facing a general row. Please repeat after me. Behold the glory of the Lord.
Behold the glory of the Lord.
That was beautiful. Like, wow, congratulations. Okay, with Jesus by your side, the enemy has to bow to you.
The enemy has to bow to you.
If you need to be a JL,
if you need to be a JL,
you can do it, girl.
You can do it, girl.
You are to the esteem
you are to the esteem
of his magnificence.
Because
you look so good.
You look so good.
You are an image bearer of God.
You are the pinnacle of creation.
You are the jewel in God's crown. And if you can, link elbows with the person next to you. I'm just going to link elbow with myself. Actually, if I was Sienna, where's... Oh, I can't look. Okay. Anyway, link elbow with the person next to you. We are warriors.
We are warriors.
We are Wonder Women.
We are taking back ground for Jesus.
All right, give a hug and have a seat. Oh, I was going to have the crown picture up there the whole time, but I forgot about that. Yeah, thank you, Casey. Okay, I know. I set us up and then set us down, which I have to tell you, ladies, now I do affirmations with my students. I do them with campers. I mean, I learned it from Tom and many other people about the importance of what we say. Oh, of course, it comes from the Word and from God. But you guys take the cake. I mean, you ladies take the cake. Like, that was amazing. So you can just clap for yourself. Along with that, I'm going to keep the coat on, don't worry. But I do want to show you, I purposely, this shirt says, nothing can stop a woman on a mission. So, five of you. All right. So we want to be relevant. We want to be a heroine, as we have brought up multiple times. If you need to be a JL, you can. But what if you don't have a lot of, like, resources, right? I mean, we might not all be, we're millionaires in the spirit, but we might not be millionaires in real life. Casey, please put up the jellyfish video. Let the video go, but I don't need the sound. Please. So this is from when the time of COVID hit, and I was, like many of us, working from home all the time. And I'm like, Lord, I need something to help me not go crazy here. And I discovered so many of these nature videos online. This is from an aquarium in Japan. And gosh, I mean, look at these colors, y'all. These are just natural jellyfish. Now, look, they're not that big. And literally all they're doing is, right, is sucking up water. But by doing that, by just doing what they do, jellyfish help with nutrient cycling in the ocean. This is from the Marine Conservation Society, and there's a whole lot of other websites too. As they drift through different layers of the water, right, as they float around, they displace water and help to transport nutrients, such as nitrogen and phosphorus through the sea. And that is a major part of other organisms' survival, is what they do and how they do it. And get this, if we ever think that we don't make a difference, nutrients released by jellyfish through feeding or excretion
are also a great source for other organisms, with a study finding that over 10% of nitrogen and almost one quarter of the phosphate requirements needed for the growth of phytoplankton, which, by the way, phytoplankton are what whales and much other big fish survive on, through their excrement. Literally, jellyfish's poop allows whales to live. If you ever think that you do not have a purpose, you are better than jellyfish poop. Like, let me just tell you right now. I can't even. All right. We can take that one down for now, Casey. Thank you so much. I didn't even actually thank you, Tanya, for allowing me the opportunity to teach. Thank you, Casey. He and Sienna both and all of their crew. Like, every time I teach, I bring props or I bring photos. Like, I never just come up here and talk. I always got to have something. So I appreciate all the work they do behind the scenes. We're going to go to Matthew 14 in the ESV. And is it going to come up? If not, I will have a Bible. Matthew 14, verse 13, please. And I'm going to be talking a lot. So would somebody like to read? Okay, thank you, Sue. We're just going to do, I said that and then I didn't.
Now when Jesus heard this, he withdrew from there in a boat to a desolate place by himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion on them and healed their sick. Now when it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a desolate place, and the day is now over. Send the crowds away to go into the villages and buy food for themselves." But Jesus said, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." They said to him, "We only have 5 loaves here and 2 fish.
Thank you, Sue. Please clap for her. Appreciate that. If you can give all kinds of information, you can give a real clap. Clap for Sue, please. I'll figure that out. All right, John chapter 6, verse 8, still ESV, and I need another reader, please, or would like one. All right, Maria.
One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what are they for so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people sit down." Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down, about 5,000 in number. Jesus then took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to those who were seated, so also the fish, as much as they wanted. And when they had eaten their fill, he told his disciples, "Gather up the leftover fragments, that nothing may be lost." So they gathered them up and filled 12 baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves left by those who had eaten.
Thank you, Maria. You can clap for her, too. That's Maria from Kentucky and Sue from Ohio earlier. So can you put verse 9 back up there, please, Casey? In several different translations, this question comes, what are they for so many here? It also was, what good is that with this huge crowd? Or what difference will these make among so many, right? Like, that's where I was saying, our resources may seem small. What do I have to give? You know, like Tanya was talking about, like celebrity pastors, right? Like, I'm not a Bill Johnson. I'm not a so-and-so. I'm not even a Tanya Schroyer. Like, what do I do? But you're you, and you have a purpose. You are more than jellyfish poop, remember? And so it's going to be my new affirmation for camp. I'm telling you, I'm going to figure out a way to get it in there. So now, this is talking about literal food, and there is I have such a fantastic testimony of God doing this with food, but you'll have to ask me about that one later. Today, we're going to talk about some our personal metaphorical examples. I think that's a word. So can you put the one up of Linda, please? It's the 3 photos together. That's 4. There, it says Linda, and it's got 3 photos on it. Perfect. Okay, so can I walk back here without it messing? Well, we'll find out if it vibes. This woman right here, that is Miss Linda, and she has been coming to my church probably before I was there. But she would always, she lives on Social Security, she does not have a vehicle, and it's very hard for her to walk. She's got a lot of health problems or health things that she deals with. And so she would come to church and always leave. Well, then at my church, instead of home fellowships, they do what's called growth groups. And I had started, with another gentleman, had started a growth group for people to meet in the day because they were all at night and I worked at night. And I thought, surely there must be other people that they have days available but not nights available. And there's a whole thing behind that. But we get to the point, so we're doing a growth group. And Miss Linda was coming. We were meeting at the church. Well, then the church had construction because they weren't used to people being there during the day. So there's this construction project. It's really not safe. At one point, we were literally at a table, and I look up, and there's a hole in the ceiling where they are working on the roof. I was like, okay, one of us is going to have a hammer fall on our head. It will not be on the board, and we're going to have a problem. So one of the gentlemen says, well, you can use my apartment. Well, he did not live on the bus route. So I went and started picking up Miss Linda for growth group. That's our growth group at the top, or part of our growth group. Well, then she was only like 10 minutes away, and I found out it was like an hour bus ride to church. And I thought, well, I just can come and get you. So then I started giving her a ride to church. Well, then you're with me. So if I was doing, we put out signs at one point. She would help me with signs. Then in the kitchen, I had to get up early to go to kitchen. So Miss Linda got up and she went to kitchen with me and she started volunteering with me at kitchen. And then down here, this gentleman here, Eric and Louise, he came because of it. That's a cool story too. But anyways, Eric says, wait a minute. Joyelle's always giving Linda a ride. Is anybody else doing this? And I'd been doing it for like a year at that point. She was like, no, it's just what Joyelle does. He's like, well, that's not right. I was like, oh, well, okay. So this bottom picture, he put this group together and he called it the Miss Linda Tribe. And they all started giving her rides. And it was, I mean, the Lord just takes care of people because my life changed at that point, and I just wasn't coming to that church as much anymore. There were just a couple other things that I needed to take care of, and so I wasn't there on every Sunday. Well, no big deal. She had other people. And then if you look over here, this group, I'm not even in that photo. They started doing their own birthday parties. Eric and Louise and Linda, they now hang out. And at one point, Miss Linda had some very serious health issues and some home problems. And it was a matter of life and death. And the Lord just impressed on, if it had not been for the people in her life and at this church to fight for her, when we talk about fighting people, she could be dead right now. And that's not being overdramatic. And it started, was it all about me? Absolutely not. But it started with me saying, I have a car and I can give you a ride. And then the Lord was able to take that loaf and fish and do a lot of really cool things with it. Now can I have the picture of the four people, Casey? Thank you. Okay, so these are my purity gals. Well, it's the Lord's purity gals. We are now in our fifth generation. I talked about the growth groups. They're like our home fellowships, and we do them three times a year. They do them in trimesters. At my church, we have a lot of transient people, a lot of military families, a lot of college people. They're just, San Diego's full of people coming in and out. So we set it up this way so that way people can come and join, they can come and leave, and it's very easy to do so. And if you want to continue a group, well, you can definitely do that, but it just leaves space. But most of them don't, so, and they definitely don't do it for five times through. So it started with up here in the corner, us on the stairs. That's actually from a tea, like a dress-up tea that we were doing with me and some ladies. Can you put the one up with just me and the one woman? Oh, sorry, not that one. Raquel, there we go. Sorry, I didn't say your name. So this is Raquel here, which, by the way, if you love Tanya, you would love Raquel. Like, I gravitate to these women. They're amazing. And so Raquel started coming to our teas, and she was like a friend of a friend. I didn't even really know her. But I was sitting at one of them, and I see the woman, the young woman that she's talking to, is just crying. And we're at, like, an afternoon tea. Like, it's not a serious crying event. So afterwards, I check with her. And I said, I'm like, is everything okay? What's going on? And she starts telling me how she notices in the church at large, and then specifically in our church, how there's a lot of ministry for married women. And there's a lot for kids. And even in our church, we have a lot for college. But there's like this in-between, especially for single women. I know there are some here, especially those who are in their 20s or early teens. I'm sorry, not early teens. That's a whole different story. Early 20s. Late 30s, whatever. And she's like, basically for this dating space, and we have nothing. We say, don't have sex. Okay, there you go. Well, A, how do you do that? Because it's a lot. I mean, there's a lot involved in that. And then B, there's also way more. Purity is not just that. right? There's emotional, there's mental, there's spiritual, there's a lot going on in a relationship with a man and a woman, and you don't just wake up one day and you're married and everything's fine now. I have no doubt that married people in the room can tell me that there are things that you do to build, and even after you're married, that you keep building, right? And she's like, we're not giving this to people. So she and I are having this conversation, and this is not my apartment. I still live in this little bitty apartment, which is lovely for me. It's such a God gift, but it's not a big space. And it's north. It'd be like Tip City to Miamisburg. Like, there's a lot of space in between my apartment and this church. So I said, well, I've got an apartment. And at that point, I had a few friends that were in serious relationships. So one of them was just getting engaged. And I said, well, you know what? Why don't we just have a conversation? You just come to my house and we'll just talk and we'll see how it goes. Now, can we go back to the one with the four groups? Okay, so that's how it started. Look at what the Lord has done through that yes. There was a woman who said, you know what? I have a house. You can come there. We have met for 3 years now. It started as we called ourselves the Underground Growth Group. We weren't even sponsored by the church. We were just some people getting together. And now it has become a movement. These women are still working together. And the community that has been built and the relationships and the restoration, we are changing generations. And it's the Lord doing the work. But it started with me saying, I got an apartment and a couch. What do you want to do with it, you know? Okay, the one of the 80s, is there? Okay, good. The 80s one. This is my last story. This is one of the purity gals, and this is my newest story. So I laugh because I think one of our teachers said about, if you see the problem, you're assigned to the solution. And that's so how the Lord works. So she was with us for three different groups, and she kept making references to not having any spiritual, like, mentorship or coach or disciple or, like, spiritual mom, like, none of those things. And I kept being like, oh, Lord, please help her find that. Oh, Lord, she really needs that. Oh, Lord, bring her someone. And so by the third time, the Lord was like, ahem. So I was like, okay, God. I said, well, fine. If you want me to do it, then you need to find me time. Because at that point, I was filled. I was filled. And so what ended up happening is on Thursdays, I had an online session with a student in the afternoon. And then I picked my niece up from gymnastics, and I had her for the rest of the night. And there was about an hour in between there, maybe hour and a half. So Cynthia is her name. She would come up after she got out of work at school. She would be with me for that time. And then she would just ride with me. She would literally come with me. We'd go in the car. I mean, it was like a 20-minute drive to pick up my niece. She'd sit with me through gymnastics. She'd be with us for whatever we're doing. And she was a part of it. And then she became a part of other family things. And again, it started, and it's continuing to be a special relationship. But it started with me saying, okay, Lord, what do I have? What can you do with what I do have? So go ahead and you can, Casey, please put the jellyfish video back up. And ladies, if you can get out your fancy pens or a pen, but these are such beautiful pens. And then you're going to need a piece of paper, please. The post-its are a little small, so if you don't have actual paper, just borrow it from somebody who I'm sure will be gracious to share with you. And at the top of this paper, please write, my loaves and fishes. And if that's too corny for you, you can do my resources. But I don't know, you ladies have been pretty creative. So my loaves and fishes. And of course on live stream, please do get your paper as well. If you need to run out and grab that, I think you can pause it and they'll pick back up. They'll know the more technical details. Okay, we got some paper? Excellent. Okay, so the first one, write down time. These are my three T's. Thank you, Lord. I love alliteration. So where do you have time? If you are a mom with kids, you know, do they have a nap time? Are they at school? Are they in sports? Like I said, I actually brought Cynthia with me to gymnastics, and we would sit there and talk while my niece was doing gymnastics. You know, if you're retired, are there times where you're usually at home? If you work during the day, are there evenings where you have free time? Like, where do you have time and space? Transportation. It's a long word. Transportation, you know, do you have a car? Do you have a vehicle? Do you have a bike? Actually, one of the fellow laborers, she used to meet with her mentor and a good friend of hers. They go bike riding. I know there are definitely people that, you know, they have a skate church. Hello, that's all about, well, it's not all about skating, but it's centered around skateboards, you know? So how do you move? What's your transportation? And then talent. Like Wani talked to us last night and told us how she loves to bake. And so she will bring her baked goods to the police force. Sorry, online they're probably like, what? She works at a police station. She's not in jail, but she will bring her, clarifying it for you, she will bring her baked goods, and that is just a way to spread love in what can be a very dark place because they're always dealing with some rough stuff. So we're going to take a few minutes, and I'm going to actually have Casey put on the volume when I'm done talking and take some time to think about, okay, Lord, what do I have, and where are my free spaces there? So if you can play that, Casey. Thank you, Casey. If you have space on this side, go ahead and draw a line down this way. If not, draw a line on this side, whichever one. And in that extra spot, that's going to be, can't say homework because you ladies are beyond homework, but an encouragement when you have some time on your own or with some of the women that you've met. To start thinking about, okay, Lord, now that I know what I have to give, who and where is that going to work? You know, if I'm a baker or knitter, who or where do you want me to bake or knit for? You know, if I found out that my kids nap for an hour every day, what do you want me to do with that nap time? You know, all these places, now, Lord, how do I move in them? And I'm very excited when I get to talk and hear you again or whenever we are doing another Women's Weekend. To see what the Lord is going to do with your loaves and fishes. So thank you very much, ladies.